From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama says he sees some encouraging signs as he tries to revive Middle East peace talks. He hosted Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak yesterday at the White House. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Obama says all sides need to take steps to promote peace. He says Israel has been serious in conversations with the U.S. about the issue of Jewish settlements, and Palestinians have made progress on security matters in the West Bank.
There has been movement in the right direction. I came in from the start saying that all parties concerned had to take some concrete steps to restart serious negotiations.
President Obama says he'd like to see Arab states make some gestures toward Israel. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak said he thinks Arab states will support peace talks if they're serious and not about temporary solutions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Hurricane Bill has become a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of near 135 miles an hour. Forecasters say Bill could become even stronger. The National Hurricane Center in Miami is telling people in the Leeward Islands to monitor Bill's progress, even though the storm is expected to pass well to the northeast of the islands late today or early tomorrow. At last report, Bill was centered about 460 miles east of the Leeward Islands and moving west-northwest near 16 miles an hour. Forecasters say the storm could be a threat to Bermuda in 3 or 4 days, but it could move between Bermuda and the eastern coast of the United States without making landfall. General Motors is boosting the production of small cars at factories in Ohio and Michigan. Michigan Radio's Vincent Duffy reports.
GM is adding shifts and overtime to many of its production facilities in North America, including Lordstown, Ohio, where it makes the Chevrolet Cobalt, and at the Cami plant in Ontario, where it makes the Equinox and GMC Terrain. Auto industry analyst Eric Merkel says the Cash for Clunkers program sent many buyers to dealerships.
We're seeing inventory levels that we haven't seen since 1983. These automakers, they have to respond to the increase in demand that is coming from the Cash for Clunkers program.
Other automakers, including Ford, Honda, Toyota, Hyundai, and Chrysler, have also announced production increases due to the Clunkers program. For NPR News, I'm Vincent Duffy in Michigan.
Oil prices rose to near $70 a barrel in Asian trading today. Prices fell earlier following a sell-off in regional stock markets. Benchmark crude for September delivery was up by 79 cents to $69.98 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Japanese stock prices fell today. The Nikkei average was down by nearly 81 points, or 0.8%. This is NPR News. The Obama administration says it is considering 29 species of plants, snails, insects, and fish for the endangered species list. Most are in Utah, and some are affected by climate change. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Linking climate change with possible species extinction is a sign that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has shifted gears under the Obama administration, according to Nicole Rosmarino of Wild Earth Guardians.
The service looked honestly at the impacts of climate change on these critically imperiled species, and that's been a national controversy, certainly under the Bush administration.
Rosmarino's group sought endangered species status for more than 200 plants and creatures in 21 states, including the mist forest fly, an insect losing its habitat due to the melting of glaciers in Montana's Glacier National Park. It and 28 others will be studied further and considered for federal protection under the Endangered Species Act. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
New York's Attorney General Andrew Cuomo says he is investigating more than 850 complaints about a debt collector whose employees were accused of using abusive language, sexual threats, and intimidation. Cuomo says he is trying to shut down the Benning Smith Group for what he claims are more than 1,000 violations of state and federal law in New York alone. He says his staff has also spoken to people from Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, and Texas who claim they were victims. Cuomo says one collector described sexual attacks he would commit against one consumer's daughter unless a debt was paid. He says other collectors have called consumers drunks, deadbeats, and in one case, a low-life piece of trash. I'm Carl Castle in Washington.